welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I'm here. You're going to love getting to meet these two sweet friends today. This is Riley and Trevor, and they are going to talk today. We're going to discuss the upcoming young adult ministry event that's happening. If you've been in church the last few Sundays, you have gotten to hear Pastor Levi talk about this event coming up Friday, September 19th. And I know, I'm sure y'all have, I've had so many people say, what is this? Where did this come from? How did this happen? So Riley and Trevor were very sweet to come hang out today on Table Talk just to kind of give some more background and information about what this young adult thing at Sagemont is that's coming. But before we jump into that, I want y'all to get to know him a little bit. So Riley, introduce yourself, and then Trevor, you can do next. Gotcha.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here. My name is Riley, and I am actually here on staff at Sagemont. I work in missions. My family moved here when I was in college, and so I've been here maybe a total of 2 years. I was here for about a year, left, served overseas for a bit, came back a little over 6 months ago. So, it's been great. My parents are Randy and Kelly Cooper. They're super involved in the student ministry, and then they also lead a new connect group at 9 a.m. called Abide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm part of the Growing 20s group that also meets at 9. It's a newer group since about April when we went to three services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just for girls in their 20s. So
fun.
That's me.
I love it. And y'all, she brings up such a good point. When we switched to three services in April, we added quite a few new connect groups. And we have our Growing 20s for the girls and the guys that Trevor's involved in, but also some other adult couples classes, things like that. So Pastor Levi says this every Sunday. If you're not involved in a connect group, that's your next step. Get plugged into one. There are lots. I also sometimes say that when you look at our list of connect groups, it kind of feels like you are at Cheesecake Factory and the menu. There's so many options. If you get overwhelmed, don't let that stop you. Stop by the Next Step tent on Sunday morning. You can reach out to me. I'd love to help you. It is a great next step, but we don't want you to get overwhelmed by all the steps. Let us help. It's really good. So love that you do that, the 20 for our 20-year-old girls at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then, Trevor, you direct the 20-year-old guys that also meets at 9 a.m. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Trevor. Everybody calls me Trev here at Sagemont.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, okay, everybody calls me Trevor T. That's what they
go by.
Grew up in Sagemont my whole life. Grandparents, one was in the choir, one was a deacon. My parents, Romeo and Vanessa Murillo, they host one of the new members' luncheon tables. Fun fact, I have a twin.
We love that. Yeah. You know, I have twins too, which is a good thing. Do y'all look alike?
We are fraternal, but if we have the same hairstyle, sometimes we look alike.
You can tell they're brothers, I feel like.
Y'all the same height?
Both tall.
Okay, both tall. Yeah, okay, tall. Got it.
People think we're bodyguards when they're walking through the hallway.
I can see that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm the director of the 20s guys class that meets on Sundays at 9 a.m. right next door to the girls.
Yes.
And I also lead in the college ministry.
Oh, do you? That's so great.
On Tuesdays.
I love that. Yeah. Sagemont U. Shout out Sagemont U Tuesday nights. It's a great place if you're a college kid. It's really good. So y'all are both in the demographic of young adults. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for us to talk about Sagemont. So good. Awesome student ministry. Sagemont U is a fabulous place. But then after Sagemont U, it's kind of one of those. And y'all, this is not just Sagemont. This is churches and life in general a lot of the time. It's kind of like, I'm out of college. Where do I now fit? Because when you're students, you go to students. When you're college, you go to college. But then after that, there's all these different things. And so finding that spot sometimes is so difficult.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to be purposeful with that at Sagemont. So tell us, how did y'all even first hear that, hey, maybe Sagemont is trying to look specifically at a young adult segment?
So like you said, I think it was, you graduate college, you're 22, 23, you come back, you're like, oh, Sagemont U, it's a great place for college students. But as you grow older, it's kind of like, do I still belong in this demographic over here, or what's next? And I think at the time, we didn't have any what's next. It was kind of like, hey, you form your own group, hang out, things like that. But how do we get them to help take their next steps? So especially for my small groups that I lead on Tuesdays, I tend to lead like the older ones. So it's like, hey, like, do we have anything involved, man? Do we have anything? Where can I go besides Tuesdays? I'm like, coming soon, you know?
Yeah, coming soon.
But it's like that demographic of, hey, there's a need. Mm-hmm. And I think it was something that had been talked about. Mm-hmm. But now that it's actually like set in stone, rising up, coming up, we're like excited for it.
Yeah.
So I think it approached Levi first, popped up email in my phone. I was like, hey, young adults, are you interested? I'm like, yes, right so away, cool. right?
Yeah.
To be an advocate for everybody that's wondering or reaching people beyond these walls or within these walls that mm-hmm. may not know the gospel, that don't have a community, a godly community mm-hmm. at that. So just to get people involved and get them connected together is kind of yeah. the vision and the goal.
I think it's one of the things I loved about how Levi has come to Sagemont is he came in and really just saw how everything was going, and then like he was so purposeful. Like they did like demographic surveys mm-hmm. of the community and yeah. where the church is mm-hmm. and what's happening around us, and he got a visionary team together mm-hmm. that looked, said, hey, here's all this information, what should the things that we be, what should we be stepping toward? And one of those that rose to the top was young adults.
Yeah.
And not just because there was a need, which there is, but it is a massive population right here mm-hmm. around us, and we want to be able to reach out to them and invite mm-hmm. them to things. So I love that he had a heart for mm-hmm. it. So he emailed y'all.
Yes.
Is that what you got too, Riley?
Yeah, I got a call from another one of our team members
okay.
saying, hey, this is happening. Does it sound like something you want to be in on? And I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
So yeah, and then we all got together. He kind of cast the vision mm-hmm. and then we were like, okay, let's put together an event. And so that's the first step.
How long ago did y'all like first meet?
So I think there was a first initial team
uh-huh.
that was six of us.
Okay.
And kind of like division team that mm-hmm. met, discussed, the plan, and then we casted out the leadership team on like getting
to, like,
more
people. Build it up.
To Great. More build it up. And mm-hmm. like, that's where Riley kind yeah. of joined in at that point.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of all came together as a collective and just
yeah.
burst.
But it's been a little while, right?
Yeah. That was sometime in July, about mid July.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. So about 2 months out from what's going to be the event.
Yeah.
The
which is so fun. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good thing. And I think it's great because we know so often when you want to invite somebody to church, they maybe don't want to come to church mm. on Sunday morning, but they'll come to a fun thing
yeah.
to meet people. And so often that's how people do take their next steps mm. and their first steps in following Jesus is they get invited to yeah. a fun thing. Yeah. And so I love that y'all are doing that. Tell us a little bit about what is the first thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the goal was to make it a very welcoming environment where people can just come and show up and hang mm-hmm. out and get to know others. Because, right, it's not a formal service
right.
that mm-hmm. we really wanted it to just be a place where people come and meet others and really find community. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a game night. We're going to have some big, like, large group games where everybody's involved. And then we'll have just a time in the word, hear a testimony, and then we're going to kind of release everybody to keep playing games, kind of whatever is their thing. If you're a cards person, if you're mm-hmm. a board game person, if you know, like those more party games, and just kind of organically hang out.
Yeah.
We're also going to have coffee.
Fun.
Yeah. Shout out Pearland Coffee Roasters.
Yay! The best coffee. Love it.
Yeah, around. So fun. Yeah, that's kind of what awesome. The night's going to look like.
That's great. And y'all are, so it's Friday, September 19th.
Yeah.
In the student building.
Right.
Upstairs
bottom floor. Yeah. Bottom floor.
Where all the games are.
Yeah. Yes.
If you haven't been in the student building, the bottom floor, I mean, mm-hmm. it's got other stuff, but it does have a huge room full yeah. with all yeah. kinds of great games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it has the four-way pickleball thing.
We have four pickleball. We yeah. have volleyball. Mm-hmm. We have
Air hockey.
We have ping pong.
Ping pong. Yeah, I mean, there's like...
There's a lot.
It's super fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that y'all are using that space. It's such a fun, fun space. So... Talk to me a little bit about, like, when we say young adults, uh-huh. who are we talking to? Who are we wanting to say, hey, this is you?
So I think the demographic is 20 to 35.
Okay.
Single, married, with kids, it does not matter.
Okay.
All are welcome. Because I know some people say young adults, oh, I'm married already. I don't need to go to that.
Right.
That's okay. We want you to find a community also, not yeah. just the single people or the people with the kids.
Yeah.
So it's like that's kind of like... All of the above.
Cool.
Everybody's welcome at this.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's, yeah, for whatever stage of life, bring your community, come find community.
Yeah.
We're really, you know, wanting to hone in on, we know that there are some people who feel maybe more established, but there's just a lot of people who don't.
Absolutely.
You know, even if they do show up on Sundays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, so it's either come meet a friend or come find people to invest in. Like,
yeah.
for some of those older people mm-hmm. or the right. younger people, come find people to start watching and yeah. knowing and learning from.
Yeah. I think that's so good because you think about 20 to 35. So, I mean, really, it's only 15 years, 16, 17. It's not really that big, yeah. But the things you're going through mm-hmm. in that stage of life can be drastically yeah. different. But I love that we're saying, but come together because you mm-hmm. can learn from each other. You can encourage mm-hmm. each other. Yeah. And so I love that it is open to anyone yeah. mm-hmm. in that age range, in that mm-hmm. stage of life. Now, I will also say this. If you're 39, you don't have to come. It's okay. It's okay. There's other things and different ways that you can get involved. But I know because I've heard different people yeah. say like, but I'm like just barely out. I'm like, but you are. Because I have to say that to myself too. I'm like, you think you're 25. You're not. But y'all, be the person that supports this mm-hmm. ministry, that encourages this for ministry, sure. that prays for this ministry. And then listen for opportunities that might come down the way for you to get to be a support to this mm-hmm. ministry. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not in it, you can be a support somehow mm-hmm. in this ministry. And I think that's one thing that's interesting. We were kind of talking beforehand. This is not a ministry. This is not the young adult, what we're doing at Sagemont isn't set in stone. Mm-hmm. It is not like this is what we're doing and this is what it is. And this group of people made decisions for the next 10 years. It is a, hey, we've talked mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. the importance. We planned one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We planned a thing. And then to really be able to go, what comes out of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about just y'all's heart, your like vision of like what you would love to see come mm-hmm. out of this.
Yeah, like you said, we've just kind of created a starting point, and the leadership team identified, you know, a need. But now it's time to like see what is like the actual felt mm-hmm. need. Who's going to show up? Like, it might be, you know, majority singles. We might have a ton of married couples, yeah. parents come. We don't really know. That's what, it's going to be quite interesting, really. But I think the heart is community at the core, mm-hmm. like finding people to know, to be, you know, to mm-hmm. be known by and
absolutely.
Walk together in life. Like, we would love people to come to this, both people who are involved at Sagemont, like it's really just as much for the people who are involved as sure. it is for people from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because, yeah, we just don't have that big group gathering yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fun things. So, yeah, like the heart is community. And then we'll see kind of where it goes from there.
Yeah.
You know, what are people wanting? We'll ask those questions. What are they desiring? Mm-hmm. What do they feel is like is missing, is lacking at Sagemont in that kind of gathering space? So, yeah, it's just the desire to love this group of people
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I love that. I know Brother John, who was Sagemont's founding pastor, he used to always say about things like this, don't be Thomas. Don't be the guy that wasn't in the room
mm-hmm.
and then has to come back later and go, tell me, show me, yeah. I want to see. He's yeah. like, don't be Thomas. And I always think about that with things like this, especially when they're new.
Mm.
So often people go, well, I'll wait and see. Let yeah. me see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, if this is one that if you're like, I'm going to wait and see if singles even show up, or I'm going to wait and see if married couples with kids even show up. If you're in that category, show up because it's going to make a difference yeah. in how it moves forward.
Oh, yeah.
And so listen, we all get, it's hard to walk into a room
yeah.
when maybe you don't know anybody, but bring a friend or reach out to Riley or Trevor and
yeah,
they'll be yeah. like, I'll yeah. be your friend. I'll meet you in the parking lot. Yeah. We can walk in together.
Yeah, like it's supposed you to know. Be very low
yes.
key. Everybody's coming in new. We don't really know what to
right.
expect. And we're on, you know, the back kind of behind the scenes part of this. So
yeah.
it's very low stakes in that yeah. regard. Like,
yeah. So. I think I talk to a lot of people now. They're like, oh, who's going to be there? I'm like, I don't know.
That's the thing.
I'm like,
people
come
do that.
Meet people.
That's
you know?
Right.
Like, don't let yeah. the fear of not knowing anybody make you not show up.
That's right.
Come sure. not knowing anybody, leaving with, oh, I met 20 people.
That's right.
Like, you know,
we're got all these phone numbers yeah, and we're going to hang exactly. out and we're going to do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't, your friend wasn't your friend until they were your friend.
Mm.
Exactly.
Like you didn't know them until you knew them. Mm. I just had some of our really dear friends that live in Missouri came in town for my birthday and surprised me, came in town. So that we've been, they're friends pre-kids, like mm-hmm. long time ago. We met at a church gathering, didn't know them yeah. from anybody. And now they are lifelong friends. Yeah. And they live, like we lived in Missouri at the time we moved away. We still have mm-hmm. that relationship together. So y'all, from someone a little bit older, do the thing.
Yeah.
Take the step. introduce mm-hmm. yourself, get somebody's phone number and ask them to coffee or to hang out. Mm-hmm. Like, be the one. Don't just sit back and go, well, no one talks to me, or no one reaches out to me, or I'm just so nervous. I get it. We're nervous.
Yeah. Right? And we also really hope that this is like a next, this is where you can get plugged into a connect group.
Yes.
Kind of like what we were saying at the beginning. Come and then say, you know, I'm coming on Sunday mornings to the main services. I don't know how to get plugged in. This is also like our desire, like to plug people in further.
Mm-hmm. Help be able to share, like, what, not just hear next steps from Pastor Levi on a Sunday morning, but from the person you're talking and chatting with that can meet you in the parking lot, that can walk you in, and that kind of stuff. So I think it's going to be so fun. I asked y'all before we started, y'all said there's about 70 people already registered.
Yeah, there's like 60 in the first week.
That's so fun. That's y'all, the Sunday he first talked about it a couple Sundays ago, I got probably 4 text messages going, what is this? What's happening? What's going on? What are we doing? How do we get involved? I mean, so excited. That this is happening.
I think Riley and I were out there at the ministry. We're like, how old are you? We need, come on.
There you go.
Yeah, pull out your phone right now. Let's sign you up. Yeah.
Come see us. I love that. And if you are somebody that's watching and you're like, I'd love to just ask a couple more questions on Sunday morning, these two faces, or others, but these two also, at the ministry booth, which is right outside the worship center, you can walk over, ask questions, sign up, all that kind of stuff, just to, if you need to get a little more information. Mm-hmm. Or you do want to meet somebody before you just walk in. They're there, so you can definitely talk to them. And you said on the registration online, it's your email.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like point of contact. Yeah. So if you have questions, you can get Riley's information.
Riley.Cooper@sagemont.org.
There you go. You can talk to her about those kinds of things too. What time on Friday night? I didn't even ask.
6:30.
6:30. Childcare will be provided.
That's right.
Yes, that is it.
Love that.
Key detail.
Yes. And let me just say this, because I know childcare. You have to register your kids ahead of time.
Yep.
Yes.
And so if you have children and you're contemplating, please register.
Mm-hmm.
Please let childcare know you're coming, because we would hate to go, your kid's not registered, and so that mess, we, you know, you can't come now, and that stinks. So go ahead and register. And I want to say registration.
It will registration ends for childcare in September 8th. If something happens, shoot us an email.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get you, you know, taken care of for sure. But yeah, if you can, if you have children, please sign up before September 8th, just to love on our like childcare workers and stuff.
Helps
them, it's really
plan.
For them.
Yes.
But yeah, for the event itself, it's, I mean, open registration through the event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a cost?
There is not a cost.
Free.
It is free.
So if nothing else, you're getting coffee and games.
Good coffee.
Good coffee.
On a Friday night.
On a Friday night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that y'all are getting to do this. I think it's going to be so fun. Y'all, and I will say, if you're watching this and you're like, I'm not in that age bracket, tell someone that is. Your neighbor might be. Your grandkids might be. Your children might be.
Yeah.
Somebody you know at church. Like, make sure people know this is coming and encourage them to sign up and come and be a part of it. And like myself, if you're not in that age bracket, be praying for this. Mm-hmm. Like, pray for this event. Pray for these young adults to come and get plugged in to find, like you said, godly community, so they can walk along someone and be encouraged in their walk, grow in their walk and in their knowledge of Jesus. Like, that's the heart of this thing.
For sure.
Is for people to know him more.
Exactly.
And know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And build and have that blessing of community. We all know what a blessing community is.
Yes.
And it's like we can't shout it loud enough to tell people, be purposeful, do the thing, build community.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'll also say, probably all of us sitting here have been hurt by community, even inside churches, right? Listen, it's a whole bunch of sinners that go to church, all of us. But it's one of those, I would encourage you, even set that aside. Like, be willing to come, even if you're like, but I've done that before and I was hurt. Or I was, then you might happen again, but it's worth pushing through those hurtful things to do that. It's just so, so important. Mm-hmm. So as y'all are talking to people, you know, act like they're watching. What's the spiel? I know we've done a lot of spieling, but like, is there anything else you would say, like, just to go, this is important, come?
I think when I talk to people, I'm like, hey, what are you doing Friday? Friday, September 19th. Oh, nothing. Or I got to check my calendar. Clear your calendar.
I love it.
We have an event going on September 19th from 6:30 to 9. We'll have games, free coffee, because when they hate free,
Yes. Show up. And listen, coffee's not cheap these days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, just show up. I mean, if you don't know anybody, you know me, you know Riley, come on, come say hi. Just be there.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling people, like, it's an opportunity to just hang out, to have a fun hangout. Community, it can kind of be what it needs to be for you.
Yeah.
And so that's what's so great about it. If you've never been to Sagemont before, if you are somehow watching this and, you know, you wouldn't even call yourself a Christian, like, but you want people, like, like, you need people, like, that is, like, an innate desire, I think, within us, and so it's for you, too, and if you come to Sagemont all the time and you just don't feel as plugged in, maybe you do feel plugged in, like, come.
Still for you.
Yeah, it's for everybody. We're just, and then we'll kind of see what happens from there. So if you really want to be represented, you know, as we are kind of dreaming about the future, like, come.
Yeah. See what it's going to be.
Bring some friends. Like, it's open invite. Like,
Whoever wants to come.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Thank y'all for putting time and effort into this.
Thank you.
Like I said, I've talked to tons of people that are like, this is awesome. They're so excited. So I love that y'all and the rest of the team have really put effort and time into this. It's going to be great. Y'all, you can go to the church website, go to the event page, scroll down a little bit, and you'll be able to see it and get all the information you need, be able to register. Let us know you're coming. That's super beneficial. So there's enough coffee for everyone. Mm-hmm. Like we said, on a Sunday morning, you can stop by the booth and ask questions if you need to, or reach out to Riley. You'll be able to see her information. Or, of course, you can always reach out to me and I can plug you to the right people to get more information. But y'all are young adults. Come hang out. It's going to be, I think it's the beginning of a really cool thing.
Correct.
For sure.
And so it's one of those. Get in on the front end and get to be a part of what God's doing. Join where he is at work. And get to be involved in that. So thank y'all for hanging out this morning. It was so fun. I appreciate y'all. Listen, pray for this ministry and share this with somebody that needs to be there September 19th. And we will see you next time on Tabletop. Thanks, guys.